This is Jersey's Rad Radio 95.9, The Rat. Today's No Sweat News here for you now. The bizarre stories of the day could win you the big No Sweat News quiz on Friday. I'll be able to confirm tomorrow what awesome tickets we have for that.
Okay.
Let's see if we can count the number of life choices that the gentleman in the first story has made that he perhaps needs to re-examine.
All right.
Shall we?
Yes, please.
All right.
Yes.
Charlie is his name. We don't have his last name.
Charles.
Charlie in Michigan had to move back in with his parents after getting a divorce.
Oh, yes.
And then when he moved out of the house, his parents drove all of his belongings to his new place of living in the state next door.
That's really nice.
That was nice. Thank you of them.
Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Except when Mom and Dad dropped off the stuff, he realized, my goodness gracious, you didn't move my porno collection.
What?
And as a result, this gentleman, Charlie, is suing his parents for $86,000. Because it turns out Daddy threw out his 12 boxes of porno.
12 boxes. Is this guy's name Larry Flint?
Apparently
what
not.
What the hell? I mean, your parents did you a favor, you gosh darn creep.
You absolutely.
Way too much porn.
So how many? We got at least three, maybe four life choices here that...
Hey... I know that feeling.
Yep.
In high school, I came home on the kitchen table with an adult film.
Yeah.
I had snuck it into the case of The Godfather.
Oh.
Right?
That's trouble.
But my mom happened to want to watch the actual Godfather.
Yeah.
She took out the porn tape that I put inside of it. And then here comes bad 70s bass music and...
Boom.
Disgusting people with mustaches and
right.
Women and doing awful, awful things.
So how bad did Mom beat you up?
She beat me like De Niro beats Billy Batts in Goodfellas.
Suddenly you
I got punched off the stool and kicked while I was on the ground.
Plus you didn't get to watch Godfather.
No, yeah, both Godfather and the adult masterpiece were destroyed forever.
You should have put that in in the case of Ghostbusters or some movie that Mom would not be interested in watching.
You know, my mom's not a Star Wars fan. It would have been perfect.
Perfect. Could have stuck it right
in
there.
I choked.
Well, this gentleman, Charlie, is suing his parents for $86,000 because they threw out his 12 boxes.
You're awful. First, A, for suing your parents.
Yeah.
And B, for that much money.
That's a lot.
And C, dude, it's called the internet.
Mm.
If you have boxes and boxes of adult materials these days, you've lost. You're a serial killer.
You're doing something wrong.
Yes. Sir. No storage with the internet.
Insane, correct?
Golly.
Correct?
Yes, that's insane.
All right.
12 boxes?
Here's something that's kind of insane as well. Dateline, North Carolina.
What?
Beginning with the next year, school year, anyone hired as a substitute teacher in the Wake County public school system must have a high school diploma.
That's a new law.
A new regulation in the Wake County public school system that if you're going to be a substitute teacher, you have to have a high school diploma.
That law isn't on the books already.
Well, now, school officials say it was an oversight.
An oversight.
When HR redid the job description a couple years ago, for some reason... Having a minimum high school diploma was left off.
Right. To be an educator.
But
you didn't even have to have a high school degree.
As a substitute.
And this is where?
But moving forward now at the Wake County Public School System in North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay.
Actually have to have a high school diploma. So it's nice. Things are moving up.
Listen, the good news is in Alabama, you don't even have to have graduated nursery school.
Right, you barely have to have teeth.
You just need to be a human being with the ability to write on a blackboard.
Are you an amoeba? Come on in. You're good. And how about we just go wholesome for story number three?
Please.
Remember the Quaker's company who makes Life cereal?
Oh, yeah.
They're looking for a new Mikey.
New Mikey.
Remember the Mikey Likes It commercial?
Yeah, I think so.
Longest running ads in history where the little kid doesn't like this, doesn't like this.
Oh, yes.
And he tries the cereal.
Mikey Likes It.
And the older kid says, Mikey likes it. Okay. He really likes it.
Yeah.
Well, they are auditioning for a new Mikey. And if you got a kid somewhere between the age of 4 and 8 years old, you can have submit the video over at lifecastingcontest.com. And maybe your kid's going to be the new Mikey.
We could always dress Gots up as a child.
Now that's a good idea.
And submit.
I love that idea.
Submit this video.
Stop putting beer in your cereal, kid.
And Gotsy just likes it.
Say the line, would you? That's a great idea, Dave. Let's get on top of that. That's today's No Sweat News.
Gots of cereal, just a bowl of beer with pretzels floating in it.
Right, exactly.
Gots, he likes it.
He really likes it. We'll see you tomorrow for more on the No Sweat News, and tune in as we can confirm tomorrow some incredible concert tickets up for grabs on the No Sweat News quiz on Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.